Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Democrats urge Congress to defend abortion. Disney losing billions of dollars. Russia says Israel supports neo-Nazis. The Great Resignation continues as Americans quit their jobs. Also ahead, will Donald Trump select Governor DeSantis as his running mate? But first, Democratic leaders demanding Congress pass new laws to protect abortion. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, asking the Senate to end the filibuster and pass a bill with 50 votes. President Biden wants lawmakers to codify reproductive rights should the Supreme Court strike down Roe v. Wade this summer. But Congress cannot do that if the Supreme's rule, Roe v. Wade, is unconstitutional. The Walt Disney Company in trouble. Shares down 30% compared to 12 months ago. The corporation has lost $63 billion on paper since opposing Florida's parental rights bill earlier this year. That law prohibits educators from teaching gender identity to children between the ages of 5 and 7. Disney's brand has been badly damaged by going against traditional families. The Kremlin, claiming Israel supports neo-Nazis in Ukraine. The Russian foreign minister telling reporters, quote, Hitler also had Jewish blood. Some of the biggest anti-Semites are Jews, unquote. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who is Jewish, demanding an apology. Israel's foreign minister calling the comments unforgivable. 4.5 million workers quit their jobs in March, the most on record in the USA. Employers posted 12 million job openings during that same period. According to data from the Labor Bureau, 7 in 10 employees who quit are now having trouble finding new jobs. 24 million full-time jobs were slashed, you'll remember, when COVID closed the economy. Since then, another 23 million Americans have voluntarily quit. Economists blame the so-called Great Resignation on generous COVID entitlements. In a moment, the 2024 Republican presidential ticket. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Will it be a Trump-DeSantis ticket in 2024 or Trump versus Governor DeSantis? First, the facts. Donald Trump, born in Queens, New York, June 14, 1946. He is 75 years old, 76 next month. He is estimated to be worth $3 billion. Trump was educated at the New York Military Academy, then Fordham, then the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He assumed control of the Trump Organization from his father in 1971. He launched the successful reality TV show The Apprentice in 2004. That program stayed on the air until 2015. Then Donald Trump was elected 45th President of the United States in 2016. Ron DeSantis was born in Jacksonville, Florida on September 14, 1978. He is 43 years old. His estimated net worth, $350,000. He studied at Yale, then Harvard Law School. He joined the Navy in 2004, was assigned to the Navy Judge Advocate General Corps, that's JAG. DeSantis was deployed to Iraq in 2007. He then served as a member of Congress of Florida's 6th District from 2013 to 18. Elected governor of Florida, 2018. Now, there is no question that if Trump and DeSantis join forces for a presidential run, that would be a powerful ticket in 2024. But both are Floridians, so one of them would have to give up that Florida address. For example, Trump could move back to New York City. The 12th Amendment of the Constitution states, the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state. At this point, Donald Trump remains the Republican front runner, according to the polls. Ron DeSantis is second. I don't believe the governor will primary Trump, run against him for the nomination. There's too much downside to doing that. Remember, DeSantis has plenty of time down the road to run for president. Would he want to alienate all the Trump supporters? The answer is no. But will Donald Trump accept Ron DeSantis as his second? Remember, Trump doesn't like to be upstaged, and DeSantis has become a powerful force in conservative circles. I've asked Donald Trump himself a few times if he would consider DeSantis. He says yes, but never definitively. So no one knows. But it is very possible that Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis could come together. And if that happens, that will be, as I said, a very powerful ticket. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I want to thank everybody. Killing the Killer is out just one day, number 2 on Amazon. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 52 years ago today, members of the Ohio National Guard fired into a crowd of students protesting America's war in Vietnam. Dozens injured, 4 killed in what's now known as the Kent State Massacre. The tragedy triggered a national outcry, including the most popular anti-war anthem in history, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Ohio.
And Nixon's coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
Here is the rest of the story. In April 1970, President Richard Nixon announced the USA was expanding its operations in Southeast Asia in order to defeat the communists in North Vietnam. Demonstrations immediately erupted on college campuses across the country. On May 4th, students at Kent State University in Ohio gathered to protest Nixon's escalation of the war. School officials banned the rally, handing out 12,000 leaflets claiming the event was canceled. Despite that, more than 3,000 people showed up at Kent State. And the Ohio National Guard also showed up to try to stop the demonstration. When the crowd refused to disperse, the troops used non-lethal weapons like tear gas and rubber bullets. The students responded with chants of pigs off campus, then marched towards the National Guard. Panic ensued. 29 guardsmen discharged their rifles. 67 rounds were fired in less than 13 seconds. The incident, as I said, left 4 people dead, 9 seriously wounded, another 50 injured, nearly all the victims under the age of 20. And here's something else you might not know. The event sparked one of the biggest protests in American history. Exactly 1 year after the Kent State shooting, 200,000 demonstrators descended on the White House. The scene was so chaotic that Nixon was evacuated from D.C., taken to Camp David in Maryland. Years later, Richard Nixon would cite the national outrage over Kent State as one of the biggest motivators for...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Withdrawing U.S. forces from Vietnam. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.